Good weekend to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. You've probably been asked this question, maybe more than once. Why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? Or maybe you've been at a funeral and heard this question. Why would God allow such a wonderful person to die at such a young age? Would you believe God spoke to those issues centuries ago? As we continue with Isaiah, listen to this in Isaiah chapter 57. The righteous die, and no one takes it to heart. The devout are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. Now, those are remarkable statements, aren't they, my friends? Isaiah was writing 700 years before Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, 730 years before Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead to be our Savior. So, for the people in Isaiah's day, of course, they had no idea about what we call the gospel of Jesus Christ. They could not imagine that God himself would come to earth in the person of Jesus and give his life to pay for our sin so we could have eternal life with him in heaven. But one of the wonderful advantages we have today of reading the prophets of years ago is that we read Isaiah through the lenses of what we know God has accomplished in 2,700 years since Isaiah received this message from God. My friends, do you see several very powerful truths in this Isaiah chapter 57, verse 1 and 2 declaration from God? What did it mean for them in Isaiah's day, and what should it mean for us in 2024? First, the righteous die and no one takes it to heart. The devout are taken away and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Do you see the phrase taken away is twice repeated as an explanation of death in this verse? It means human death is not the end, but rather is a transition. In death, a person's body remains here, decays on earth, but our soul and spirit is taken away from life on this planet earth to some other place. What and where is this other place? Well, the rest of the Bible teaches us that for any person who has trusted Jesus Christ to save them from their sin condemnation, at death, that person's soul and spirit is taken away to be with Jesus. Do you remember at his crucifixion, a criminal being crucified next to Jesus begged Jesus for mercy? And Jesus replied, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Luke 23. Paradise is the place those who have trusted in God are taken away to, where they will be with God at the time of their death. Is this paradise a certain part of heaven, or is it another name for heaven? Or is it a temporary heaven which will eventually be replaced by the new heaven of Revelation chapter 21? Well, I'm not exactly sure, but one thing I know, Jesus is there, as are all others who have preceded me in death, having believed in Jesus, or in the Old Testament times, trusted in God as Abraham did, according to Romans chapter 4. For those in Isaiah's day, of course, they knew nothing about Jesus. But they did know about paradise, and they had great faith and hope that if God found them to be a person of faith, like faith in God, like Noah in Genesis chapter 6, or Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, or if they held fast to the law of Moses and the covenant, as in Exodus 24, God would credit righteousness to them, and they would go to paradise at their death. But what about all the other human beings who die, who have not trusted in Jesus Christ to be their Savior, or all those who died prior to Jesus but had not trusted in God as Abraham or Noah did? Of course, my friends, in every generation, since the beginning of our human race, there are far more people who end their life not believing in God than those who die in a relationship with God. So what does the Bible tell us about this huge amount of disbelieving humanity? At death, their bodies remain here on earth, decaying, but their spirit and soul goes to a place called Sheol in the Old Testament, or Hades in the New Testament. God the Father and the resurrected Jesus Christ and the holy angels are not in this place. This is a place of separation from God for all those who have chosen to not believe in God. Eventually, all those in this place will go for all eternity to the place called hell, or the lake of burning sulfur, according to Revelation chapter 20. Now, friends, it is vital to understand that each and every person ends up in the destiny of their choice. Did you get that? At birth, each person has their entire lifetime on earth to decide how they want to live their one lifetime here and where and how they want to spend all eternity. God gives to each person the full freedom to think, reason, and choose for themselves, their lifestyle here, and their eternal destination. No person can make that choice for another person. Parents cannot make that choice for their children, nor can children make that choice for their parents, nor can a person make that choice for their spouse. Romans chapter 3, John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 1, all have verses which make this abundantly clear. Satan will do everything in his power to draw people to choose eternity with him in Hades and later hell. God has done everything possible by sending his son Jesus to pay our sin death price so we can be forgiven of our sin and enter into a holy relationship with God now and spend eternity with him first in paradise and then in heaven. And now the choice is yours, and every living person has the same choice. But the window of opportunity is only while we are alive and breathing. Once death occurs, the soul and spirit of every person will in that instant be taken away, either to paradise or to Hades. Which will it be for you, my Walking with Jesus friends? And are you sure? And what about your parents, your children, your grandchildren, your siblings, and your friends? May we look at one more very important truth in God's statement to Isaiah in Isaiah 57, verse 1 and 2. And no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. What we call death for every person who has trusted in Jesus Christ to save them from their sin condemnation is an escape from the evil and horrors of this world. No matter how wonderful their family, or how pleasant their life experience, or how famous or popular, or what great things they are accomplishing, still, we all live in a wicked world filled with pain and suffering. As we age, our bodies become more and more susceptible to disease and the normal aging, decaying of our bodies. Our minds are also vulnerable to decay, and words like dementia or Alzheimer's become very significant. And of course, each day brings heartbreaking news from all around our world. So God was saying to Isaiah that no matter how a person's earthly journey concludes, no matter at what age or in what condition they are, for God's people who are righteous because of our trust in Jesus for redemption, we are being taken away from the evil, the pain, and suffering here to paradise with Jesus, where it will only be joyful, pain-free, glorious, and perfect in every way. Finally, please take note of these last words of Isaiah 57, verse 2, as a great promise from God. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. For those redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection, this is a great and wonderful promise. This is why the Apostle Paul used the word departure rather than death when he wrote to his friend Timothy as his death was approaching. The time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord himself, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearing. 2 Timothy chapter 4. So the obvious question is this. Is Paul describing you and me? Isn't it amazing, my friends, how something written 2,700 years ago is so vital and absolutely relevant to your life and mine and every living person today? So, what are you and I going to do about what we've considered in God's Word today? one of the best gifts you can give those who love you is to assure them in writing of your total confidence of where you will be going when you are taken away from this earth at your death. Now, here's a very powerful song that you'll want to listen very carefully to. You may even want to play it twice.